From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Early results and exit polls in Russia say President Vladimir Putin has won a fourth term in office, winning more than 75% of the vote. Opinion polls showed he had far more support than any of his rivals, who ran the gamut from far-right populist to far-left communist. Putin has been in a position of leadership in Russia for 18 years. He was asked if he would seek the presidency again in 2030. The 65-year-old Russian leader snapped, "It's ridiculous. Do you think I will sit here until I turn 100? Syrian Kurds are threatening a new stepped-up guerrilla war after Turkish forces and their Syrian allies took control of the northern Syrian town of Afrin, a Kurdish enclave. A top Syrian Kurd official said our forces all over Afrin will become a constant nightmare for them. These forces will strike the positions of the Turkish enemy and its mercenaries at every opportunity. Turkey and their Syrian allies raised flags in central Afrin early Sunday, declaring they are in full control of the town after meeting no resistance from the Kurdish militia known as the People's Defense Units. China's rubber-stamp National People's Congress voted Sunday to approve Li Keqiang's appointment as the country's secondary leader of the ruling Communist Party. China's premier traditionally serves as the country's top economic official, but President Xi Jinping has stripped the post of its most prominent duties. This is VOA News. South